When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to A Late Show. Joining me tonight from across the pond are the Academy Award-winning star of The Favorite and the Emmy-winning star of The X-Files and The Fall. They're currently teaming up for season 4 of The Crown on Netflix.
It may surprise you to learn that I enjoy predicting ministerial comings and goings. It's like the races. I like to study form and odds. Who's in, who's out. I also like to predict cabinets. My best so far was Mr. Wilson's second reshuffle. I got 90%. Would you like to hear my predictions for yours? I'm assuming no women.
Women?
In cabinet.
Oh, certainly not. Well, not just because there aren't any suitable candidates, but I have found women in general tend not to be suited to high office.
Oh, why is that?
Well, they become too emotional.
I doubt you'll have that trouble with me.
Please welcome Olivia Colman and Gillian Anderson. Hello. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
I introduced you as coming from across the pond. Are you both in the UK right now? Was I right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, How is the second lockdown going? I know, sadly, the UK had a lockdown again. How are you spending your time?
Well, indoors.
Good.
Yes.
I want to thank you for having The Crown come out right now, as we're about to enter our winter of our discontent here, as we have to sort of lock down a little bit, not officially, but it's spiking in the United States. So we all need something good to occupy us while we're indoors. And I'm excited, Olivia, that you're back as Queen Elizabeth II. Gillian, here you are. Here you are as Thatcher.
There I am.
Is that hairstyle looks like it could survive re-entry from low orbit. Both of you have substantial hairstyles.
Mine's bigger than hers.
Besides the hair and makeup, Gillian, were there particular, because your Thatcher is extraordinary, are there certain physical mannerisms that you picked up from her that were hooks for you?
Well, certainly the voice is a big way in to her. And, you know, you can do everything that you want physically in terms of, you know, adding a wig and adding clothes and a suit. I wore a suit to make me a bit wider. And at the end of the day, if you don't really have the voice right, it's a little bit odd. So good way in is the voice.
What's the secret to her voice? What's the secret to the Thatcher?
Well, she used, she was very breathy. And so, and her pitch was a bit lower than mine. When I go into her, there's a way of holding the teeth over the lower lip just a little bit. And go on, Stephen, just breathing out.
Yeah.
Breathing out.
Breathing out.
Breathing
Hello.
Out.
I'm Margaret Thatcher.
Talking, and then taking an in-breath and not letting somebody else come in. Don't come in and interrupt me. I won't let you interrupt me.
You sound like Margaret Thatcher. I sound like the Crypt Keeper right now.
You look a little like a dummy. You look a little like somebody has their hand up your trousers and are operating you from behind.
That sounds delightful. Olivia, I have spoken to some of your co-stars about how they find the royal voice as opposed to, like, sort of a standard received Queen's English. The Queen doesn't speak the Queen's received English, does she? She speaks something else. There's a very special royal accent, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. So RP, we call received pronunciation, is sort of, I suppose, how I speak and Gillian speaks. Or I don't really know. I'm probably the worst person to interview about this because I tried to pay attention, but I don't really, retain information. But I think I'm sort of average English sounding. But the royals have a whole other level of speaking.
For example,
I teach you how to say yes?
Yes.
In the Queen's English.
Yes.
So if you say, William Conacher, who was our incredible voice teacher, he gave us this, all of us, this little trick when we started, mainly just to make us laugh. But if you say E-A-R-S.
Ears?
That's yes. Ears.
I'm sorry. Say it as the Queen, please.
Ears. Ears.
Ears.
Ears. That's it.
I'll do this. This is my Queen Thatcher. Yeah.
That's it.
That's nice.
It's a little bit like having a stroke, but that's pretty much it, yes.
Sure. Gillian, obviously, Margaret Thatcher is the Iron Lady, and the Queen, at least to those of us watching from a distance over here in the States, seems like a sort of figure a bit carved in marble. Very, very staid, very proper. Now that you've played them, Is there? I assume that there's some sort of more tender or human side that you didn't see before. Like, is the Queen? Does it make sense to hear her called Lilibet to you now, as Philip calls her?
I think it's more. I mean, I would never dare to be presumptuous enough to say, oh, I know, you know, how she feels. I'm an actor saying words, pretending to be someone. But she's obviously a human, and she's been forced into this job that she wasn't actually meant to do. It was meant to be somebody else, and she's done it with extraordinary gusto and dignity. And I don't know. I knew nothing about her before, really. You know, growing up in a place where they have always existed, you don't really. I think pay attention to it as much as countries where they don't have a monarchy, where it's really fascinating. So learning about her, I think everything I'm saying is just made up because I don't know. She seems like a sweet woman who has made a vow to do this job and is doing it very well to the best of her abilities. And considering she was never meant to do it, I think she's pretty bloody marvellous at it. And yes, I think she's not as stone as she seems, I think.
And what about Thatcher, Gillian? Because
Thatcher, on the other hand, is as iron as she seems, I think. No. I mean, one of the things about the writing in The Crown, Peter's writing is he creates very three-dimensional characters, and I think we. At least for me, I always felt that Thatcher was, what I knew of her seemed to be quite two-dimensional. And, you know, the Crown is really wonderful at showing many, many different sides of the human beings that the actors get to portray. And so, you know, in doing the research that, a lot of research for Thatcher. One of the things that feels most important is to kind of put preconceptions to the side and start from scratch, because there's a lot of strong feelings in the UK about the Iron Lady, and to find a way into her that kind of, you know, so that you can get to understand her belief system and what drove her to do some of the things that she did, which means that you may or may not find some sympathy for her and some compassion, but at least, if not those things, you at least feel that you are creating a more three-dimensional character than you might otherwise without doing that work.
Ladies, we have to take a quick break, but stick around, everybody. We'll be right back with more Olivia Colman and Gillian Anderson. I'm going to ask them what it's like to actually go to Buckingham Palace and meet the fancy people.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back with Gillian Anderson and Olivia Colman for season 4 of The Crown. I know both of you have, here's a picture of Gillian and the Queen right here. I know both of you, if I'm not wrong, have met Her Majesty, and both of you have, you have honors given to you by Her Majesty. What's it like? Like, what is it like going to Buckingham? And is it nerve-wracking to be there because you might do something wrong, or is everybody just perfectly comfortable and it's like any other flat?
It's not like most flats I've been to. I was very nervous, but it wasn't the Queen that I met. I met Princess Anne. Mm-hmm. And the palace, what was hilarious was it turns out everything we've done in The Crown was toned down compared to as it is in the actual palace. There are...
Meaning what?
I mean, to be fair, I wasn't there on a rainy Wednesday afternoon, an average day. It was a day when it was pomp and ceremony. But there were endless people with gold frills on their shoulders and all sorts of different outfits and different uniforms. But the staff were so sweet. And if you looked nervous, they'd go, "Don't worry, it's all okay. Do you want a cup of tea?" Or they were sweet and going, "Just turn to the left, look that way, and stop here." And they helped you along the way. But it was an extraordinary experience. I mean, it's one I will never forget. And I sort of said yes mainly for my mum and dad. I took my dad, and he couldn't walk very fast. He was in a wheelchair, so he got a really good seat. He got near the front.
Oh, that's nice.
And they had an absolute ball, and it was very lucky. It doesn't happen to many people, and I felt very fortunate, and it was also hilarious.
Gillian, what was the experience like for you?
Well, I've met her a few times, and very often, you know, there's somebody who walks with her and whispers in her ear to tell her who it is that she's about to meet. Mm-hmm. I mean, she meets a lot of people.
Sure.
And she's not going to remember who everybody is. And so there's somebody, she has a queen whisperer. And so there's that. And you're not meant to speak before you're spoken to. So there's, you know, it can be a little bit awkward. And you know, she may ask you questions about yourself or how you're enjoying the thing that she's just been told that you do.
But you've met her multiple times, right?
Yeah, I've met her multiple times, but on that particular time with that image that you just showed was it was in a very, very big room, And at the end, all of a sudden, the room felt like it started to get smaller and smaller. And I looked over and I realized that all of these men that Olivia was talking about with the epaulets on the shoulders and everything, they were in a line cutting the room in half, and they all had trays in front of them. And they were walking in unison towards you in a line, so making the room smaller and smaller. It was like in Star Wars, where they're in the trash
compactor.
In the trash compactor. It was like that.
Why did they do that?
With the tray. So you're meant to put the drink on the tray that they're holding and then skedaddle.
Get out. Yeah. Have you had fun? Good. Go.
Yeah.
She's an old lady and she's busy. Get out.
Yeah.
Season 4 of The Crown is available on Netflix this Sunday. Olivia Colman and Gillian Anderson, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.